Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place where you are truly internalizing the truth that I am always exalting in terms of what is the requisite for our being able to respond correctly and directly to being under this global initiative of depopulation and genocide that affects all of our families. And so I am unapologetic as voice on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection to call you to full attention, to participate wholeheartedly in your own wholeness, to come to a point and place where you cannot really ever expect to be respected as intelligent people if you are consistently doing that which undermines yourself and your children. And our education has put us in a place and space where we have been religiously indoctrinated and miseducated and socialized and degreed and certified and licensed so that we are able to fully participate in a system of oppression. And so I am the one to remind us that all of the issues that we find ourselves having to contend with in terms of the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, the dialysis, all of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the depression, the homelessness, the hopelessness, all of that which we're seeing in terms of our elders not having come into eldership but just got older as a result of the consistent marginalization at the cellular level with all of the chemicals in the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of this stuff. I am calling us to come to a point and place where you really care to make a difference. You care to be the difference. You care to really be in a place and space where you are caring to get off that cataclysmic ride with demise, with the system of things, and be in a place and space where you are wholeheartedly committed to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Because see, there's a lot of ones who saying a lot of things. There are a lot of ones who are complaining and criticizing, but there are not that many of you who are completely committed to the way of life, the path of light. Now, we've heard all of our lives, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, which is the law, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. We've always heard, thou shalt honor your mother and father. We've heard, thou shalt seek the kingdom of God first, and all else would be added unto us. And we've heard, ask, and it shall be given, to knock, and the door would be opened, to seek, and we would find. And we were never told to do that which undermines ourselves, and to realize that every order of being exalts a full effort in its living, does nothing to undermine itself, knows its food, it excretes its waste, it knows its kind, it perpetuates itself, and it responds when it thinks that its life is being threatened. And the reason that the people are not doing it is because the behavior has been modified, that this is the impact and the effect of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the things that was in the breakfast cereals, the riboflavin, the niacin, the thiamine, and all of these other synthetics to make you think that you're getting some nutrition when you're actually not. And so it matters that we as women and those of us who are men come to the understanding and understanding that we all have been blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to be able to represent our lineages, to be reoriented, to realize that purpose in being is in the exaltation of life. It is in the harmonization with the will of existence and the laws of existence. And the intention is to ensure the progression and the continuation of our lineages. Now, being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, the intention is to phase our lineages out of existence. And so, therefore, we are seeing more and more hospitals poisoning babies as soon as they come out the womb under the inoculations and immunizations, and then have a whole system of them that they should get by this age. And I'm saying that we have to come to a point where we are no longer participating with this. You understand? To have a system in place where the church is supporting it, the school systems are supporting it, and then your socialization and culture is in the exaltation of the free will to inebriate and anesthetize and intoxicate oneself, to bombard the baby's bodies with white sugar and white flour and all of these things that create so much congestion and constipation, where our children do not have the protection of their parents, that the parents are on the front line of abusing their children because they refuse to give them that, which is going to facilitate the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the consistent alkalization that ensures consistent cellular repair and regeneration. But the reality of it is that if one cannot do it for themselves and is not doing it for themselves, then you cannot do it for your children. And we're having to raise up and realize that if your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are fed like kids and not respected as beings, as intelligences of existence, as those who are destined to become men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, then you are supporting their oppression. And we all got it. And some have survived it and some really have not. And coming to a point in place where it really matters, you know, and beyond the thought of, well, I've been doing this for so long, it doesn't make any sense to stop now, is a cop-out. It's a cop-out. You understand? They tell you, oh, well, your blood pressure's high, you need to be on these medications for all of the rest of your life. Or you've got to take this for the rest of your life, or you have to take this for the rest of your life. But that's only if you continue to eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and drink alcohol and smoke, and you continue to literally waste yourself. But I'm just saying, if you really enjoy that, then why? Why even take any medication? If you really enjoy the process of undermining your cellular functioning, then why go to the doctors? Why get on the medications? Just continue to indulge yourself in all of the things that make you happy. But to have to take medications and then be addicted to these drugs and then continue to undermine yourselves is the epitome of insanity. If you care to be well. And so in our now moment, the conversation about health and wellness is really not the fullness of the conversation that needs to be had under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that has your elders or your olders not remembering who they are, whose they are, who came through. You understand? Because of how much blockage and obstruction there is in their arteries, in their blood vessels, in their brain, and in their eyes, and the deafness, and the blindness, and the stiffness, and the deterioration is not what we should be signed up to do. You understand? You will never, ever have anything greater than who and what you already are. There's nothing that you can earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded that is greater than who and what you are and what you've already been given. There is no greater wealth than life itself. And so, yeah, I'm all right with reminding you I am fine with reminding you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you should be supremely intelligent to honor it, exalted to be in a place and space where you are one of the most dynamic ones to have come through your lineages in this now moment. But being in a place and space where we're careless with the greatest gift we've been given, and even more careless with the ones who've come through us, is a tragedy and a travesty, and there's no way for you to really survive it. We're having to realize that being under siege, where we are literally being warred against, and this is all inclusive for all orders of being and inclusive for all of humanity, from the blackest black to the lightest light. Nobody is exempt from being permeated and penetrated, marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, except you are choosing to exalt life. To be in a place and space where you realize how perfectly and divinely designed you are. And your perfect and divine design means that you are literally breatharian first. You have to breathe. For the breath is the animating, maintaining, sustaining force of existence itself. And nobody has created anything greater than the laws of existence itself, to realize that we are on a planet, an intergalactic spaceship, biospheric spaceship that is 80% water, spinning in eternity. And then you've been taught to believe in death, or you've been taught that you can participate in your death and then claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then be assured eternal life with violation charged in every fiber of your being that is now manifesting as diabetes and heart disease and cancer and all of this. And I'm saying, no, your body is the temple where you meet God. Your body is where you really attain your sovereignty in your body. That was perfectly and divinely designed so that you, as a spirit, a living intelligence, to be the personification, the individuation of divinity. But then you don't want to be divine. You're already divine. You're already completely intelligent. That's what you were gifted. You understand? The only reason you're not functioning fully is because you've not made commitments to function fully. You've not made commitments to love this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating your heart and breathing you with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You've yet to make the commitments to truly honor the lineages through whom you've come. You've really not made a commitment on behalf of your mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and the great-great, the great-great, and all of those ones. And I'm saying, no, commitments carry you. Commitments open the doors for you. Commitment strengthens you. You understand? Not to be in a place and space where, oh, well, you know, I'm addicted, you know, I got to have my sugar. No, you need some fruit. You understand? All of these ones go to the doctors, and the doctors don't say anything about the obesity. If you're 190 pounds, 220 pounds, 250 pounds, 300 pounds, I don't care how tall you are. Your spirit is like vapor in that body. So what is all that other stuff? You understand? Your spirit is like vapor in that body. No body should be that big. That's the evidence of us eating that which the body cannot utilize as fuel. And for the babies, the children, to already be headed towards obesity. Because you're giving them pancakes and waffles and Pop-Tarts and Hot Pockets and cheese and eggs and pizza and all of this. Understand that the food is the tool of oppression. And then the weapons of mass destruction are the refined white sugars. And all of the pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, pretzels, all of the flour, water, noodles, all of that, which just congests and constipates, slows really puts you in a place where your life currency is being cut off. You can't breathe. You're uncomfortable. You have to have the CPAP machines. You have to be on medications. You need breathalyzers. I'm just saying is that we can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, but we cannot continue to oppress ourselves and think that just because we save some money, just because we have some crypto, just because we are dealing with the current of materialism and capitalism, when you are dissipating your life currency, know that there is no true success with that process. And so there's no way to make genocide, suicide, homicide make sense. There's no way to think that profit in herding everybody into cash cows, cha-ching, cha-ching, they see you coming, cha-ching, for your mammograms, cha-ching, for your colostomies, cha-ching, for your examination, cha-ching, for the emergency, cha-ching. You understand? I'm just saying is that you to have a global economy in sickness, illness, disease, and death is death for the whole system. Because quiet as is kept, there is absolute law that governs being. So to sow the seeds of inebriation, intoxication, anesthetization, behavior modification, and all of that as the way in which you generate capital, or that you are literally robbing the people of their life force, which is why we have so much homelessness in terms of people being on the streets, because their bodies have been literally robbed with all of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, breakfast cereals, cheese and pizza and all of this stuff. And then we are not in a place where we're ready to accept that you cannot have a system that is committed to sickness, illness, disease, and death as a way of profit, and then think that there's anything that you could do to make sense except to exalt a full life. Life's urge to be in a place and space where it matters, that we will not support those corporate deities of death anymore. We will not bring poison into our bodies. We will not anesthetize and inebriate ourselves and poison our children. We will come to a point and place where we are completely committed to the light of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God, and being vehicles and vessels of the Spirit of the living God through our purification, our clearing, our cleansing, our edification, our consecration, to know that this is what time we're in. And to realize the agenda that is genocide and depopulation and zero population. The intention is to make sure that our lineages are being phased out of existence. That our 20-some year olds and 30-some year olds and 40-some years who are not able to have children, not spiritually, mentally, emotionally mature enough to have loving relationships because they are in love with violating themselves. They're in love with eating themselves to death and smoking themselves to death and drinking themselves to death. The intention is to make sure that each generation is deteriorating, degenerating. And I'm saying that the will of existence is for each generation to become more dynamic than the previous one. The laws of existence are for the progression of the will of existence and the intelligence of existence that it has gifted itself to everything and everybody to be in a full, fluid motion of exaltation, of delight and rejoicing in the blessedness of being. Are coming to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about what we must do if we care. Now, if you don't care And I can't really imagine any of you listening to me and not having any care. That's just like, why? Why would you? Why would you hear me? Why would you listen? Why would you turn me on and then not care to do anything differently? Not reach for life. Not consciously care to be completely cleared and cleansed. This is not about your entertainment. This is about liberating at the cellular level, since the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. It's about our being in love with being and realizing the real I that sees through every eye, that we as a humanity of people cannot continue to support the violation, the degradation, the murder, and the slaughter of billions of animals and then think that everything should be all right in our lives. When there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and we were told, thou shalt not kill. And then you have the evidence of these people. They're just killing and killing and killing. And then these ones and ones are literally manufacturing the guns and the bombs and all of the things to kill. And I'm just saying, is that do you expect that you can have anything that makes sense that is not death? Death is the only thing that makes sense. As murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and oppressors of children, and murderers of animals, and destroyers of the earth and Mother Nature, and the wailing and all of the killing that is going on within the oceans. I'm just saying is that no, we as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence can do something about it, but we cannot do something about that if we will not clear, cleanse, and purify and heal ourselves to be in a point and place where we are getting rid of our medications. We're coming off of the dialysis machines. We're being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, alkalized, consistently cellular repairing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, restoring, resurrecting, reconciling the truth of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is nothing that you can be given that is greater than who and what you already are. There is nothing that you can do that is greater than becoming the great one of who you really are. There is no greater wealth than life itself. And there is no greater way than God's way, the way of order, the caring, the loving, the cultivating, the exalting, the enhancing, the enriching, the celebrating, the rejoicing, the remembering, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the exaltation, coming to a point and place where you are reclaiming your footing upon the path of everlasting and eternal life, because we are already immersed in nothing but eternity. And so in our now moment, it is always a now moment of eternity. It is always a now moment that we should be exalting a full effort to live in the light of this supreme intelligence, to be reconciled and harmonized with the will of existence, being in a place and space where everything is getting better because we are doing that which is ours to do in reclaiming the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of ourselves. The peace comes as a result of accomplished love. And love is the harmony of the truth that we all dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have all been gifted with absolute and supreme intelligence that is all that we have. It's beating our hearts. It's breathing us. It's our perfect and divine functioning. It's the will that we've been given, the capacity for understanding, for understanding, for comprehending, for contemplation, for meditation, for reflection, for creativity, and being vessels of the Creator's activity. We are so blessed. regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seemed like, because there's situations and circumstances that we've created and we're creating all the time. I'm just saying, what sense does it make to be creating a world of devastation when you are already gifted with the power, the duty, obligation, and responsibility to be vehicles and vessels of the love, the light, the peace, the poise, the power, the truth, the intelligence, and the wisdom of existence itself. We are individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be supremely intelligent is our gift. It is our birthright. And having been socialized to be out of alignment with it, to the degree to which we do things on a daily basis that suppress and oppress ourselves and ourselves, then yes, we have to have a change in our mind. It said, be you renewed through the changing or the renewing of your mind. But the quickest way to renew the mind is to cleanse the blood. Your spirit is charged upon the blood. Heart disease is the number one killer of all people because the blood has been turned to sludge with all of the waste from all of the food, not fuel, not fruit, not vegetation, but that which is called food, meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, all, and then the weapons of mass destruction, the alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar. To have men looking like pregnant women is a problem, but that's the evidence of the warfare. You understand? See, when you're being warred against, they don't want the men to be men. They don't want men to be able to stand up and protect their women and their children. They don't want women to be in a place where we can cooperate and collaborate and create that which is going to serve the whole of everything and everybody. But that's what duty, obligation, and responsibility is, and that's what we have the opportunity to accomplish in our now moment. And so on behalf of the lineages that we represent, the whole of existence itself, I am calling us to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the inner circle, those who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and consistently praying that you are always inspired ever more to go deeper, to reach higher, to internalize all of the truth that is resonating in your being so that we are harmonized in our care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these points of your own very presence, as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For our coming to a point and place where we realize the one real eye that sees through every eye, and that we're respecting it as all. We're in a now moment of eternity that is calling us to care to do that which needs to be done. To be in a place and space where we realize that we cannot be successful in doing what we've always done when what we are doing is not progressive. When we are literally seeing the progression of error, more and more dysfunction, more and more degradation, more and more disease, more and more obesity, more and more autism, more and more incarceration, entrapment, all of the things that are making people question whether God actually exists. Because we are ignoring the reality that we are immersed in nothing but the absolute and supreme intelligence that is life itself, that it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that in this now moment, we're having to bypass the world because the world as we know it is destined for its own destruction, not the earth. And not those who will be harmonized with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, the light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, the laws that govern us. But to be in a place and space where we are willing to no longer support the violation of other beings, that we are willing to clear and cleanse our bodies from the contaminants of a death culture, from the residues of dead animals, dead pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and hens and alligator and crocodile and ostrich and Cornish hen and all of the animals that are eaten all over the world. It's as if nobody ever really understood that the primary law of existence is to respect and to honor all there is as existence itself. And we may have heard it a little differently by saying, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. But then there are those who put us in a place and space where we do not consider animals as beings, as those who are deserving of the rights to their lives. We're in a place and space where it matters that we understand that in a world culture that has established murder, theft, usurpation, destruction as a way of being, that we're in a place where we cannot participate. And to think that billions of creatures all over the planet are murdered on an annual basis, billions of creatures, and so many are rotting or not in the bodies of people, poisoning the blood, charging the blood with violation, which creates violation to come into the experience of those who are violated. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that there is no such thing as supremacy based on hue, supremacy based on race, supremacy based on nationality, supremacy based on anything other than absolute and supreme intelligence and absolute law. And that the fulfillment of the law is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth, that all exists within the realm of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating the heart, has designed absolutely everything and everybody everywhere to serve its own purposes in the exaltation of life. And to know that there are no ones who've been granted life, who've been gifted life, who've come into this realm to do anything other than to exalt life as purpose in being. And so in our now moment, we, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and men, the progenitor of lineages, whether we bore children through our own wombs and loins or not, everyone is here for the purpose of ensuring the progression and the continuation of their lineages. So for there to be in full effect an agenda that is genocide, depopulation, and zero population. And for so many ones of the religious sector, the churches, the synagogues, the temples, the school systems, all cultures are participating in it, then to understand that that is the evidence of the progression of error. It is not the evidence of there being supremacy in the thought that is wicked, in the thought that is deceiving, in the thought that is usurping, in the thought that is murderous, in the thought of being right by virtue of might. DNA lockdown through behavior modification in the assault at the cellular level with nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, herbicides, flavor enhancers, shelf stabilizers, FD&C colorings, Blue Lake dyes, and all of this stuff that is putting people and putting children in the place where they do not have access to the fullness of their own light, to the fullness of their own ingenuity and intelligence. So to be under a system of oppression and then be completely complicit and complacent with it is the progression of error that is going to create more and more disease, more heart disease, more cancer, because there is no way to serve death, no way to serve the depleting of the ones, no way to be totally antithetical to what the purpose in being is and then be able to survive it. And so I'm in a place and space where I am encouraging all who are within an earshot of my voice and my messaging on any and all platforms in which you can hear Adama speak, to come to a point and place where you are allowing everything in you to exalt a full effort in your living, in your consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to stand as a liberated being, liberated from sickness, illness, disease, depletion, degradation, violation, inebriation, intoxication, incarceration, all of those things that are the evidence of the ill of our society. And in order for there to be such a plethora of illness, then know that that has to be the evidence of a sick people. Because a healthy people, a healthy mind, is not going to create multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. There is no prosperity in it. But the people themselves, you are going to have to make a decision yourself to honor your life, to realize that there is no greater gift than life itself. And you will never, ever be able to create anything greater than who and what you already are. As a living, intelligent, loving, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, there should be no death here. But we've been sown in the belief that death starts as soon as you're born. Crazy. We've been sown in belief that death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, fate of what it is to have lived. But we also heard that the wages of sin is death. And we also heard that the nature of humanity, the nature of man, is sinfulness. And we've also heard that in the realm of eternity, all death is suicide. And we've also heard that suicide is the one unforgivable sin. And we also heard that those who believe in me shall have eternal life. And we've heard that life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So which way are you going? What are you living for? What are you striving for? What are you creating in your life with your thought, with your actions, with your beliefs, with your sowing and reaping? I'm just saying is that to have a system in place that is the perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, death, inebriation, intoxication, degradation, violation, incarceration, militarism, out and out genocide and murder, then understand that those ones who participate in it, those ones who are paid for their services on behalf of those institutions of sickness, illness, disease, and death, you are creating sickness, illness, disease, and death as your own reality. Why? Because there is law that governs existence. That which you do unto others will be done unto you. And so I'm grateful and so thankful that we do not have to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. You do not have to participate with it. There is a way now for you to pull back, sit down, and really give this some real thought. That whatever your diagnosis, whatever the prognosis, whatever you've been told about whatever your condition is, you are the presence in that body that can decide a greater thing for yourself. You are the one that has authority in your life, over your life, to recreate your life. And it's not based on what the doctors are saying. It's not based on popular opinion. It's based on you realizing that you are at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you have authority to say what goes in your life. Beyond the corporate deities of death. Beyond the systems of miseducation and violation and degradation and all of that. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to be made whole, to be healed, to be saved and delivered from that path of adulteration, having been fed like kids and coming to this place and space where you've never truly matured. You just had the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of chemicals and stuff robbing you of your life force. But by virtue of your care to exalt a full effort in oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and clearing and cleansing your body and reestablishing the integrity of the truth of who you are as a living presence and intelligence, then you have the opportunity to be completely healed. We're in such an auspicious moment in timelessness, because there are so many ones who are literally awakening and realizing the trick, the manipulation, the agendas, the lies, the delusion, to come to a point and place where you realize the real I in you is seeing and knowing itself as life, and you are completely worthy and deserving of your life, because you will never have anything greater. All of the money that has ever been printed, all of the coin that has ever been minted, put it all together, it does not have the value of one beat of your heart or one breath that you take. And so to really relish and bathe in the conscious thought of how blessed you are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart gives you leverage, because you know that you are worthy and deserving of the fullness of this experience of living in the rainbow, of rejoicing, of celebrating in life. But to also care to rise to the duty, obligation, and responsibility of exalting a full effort in your living to glorify and honor the lineages through whom you've come. The way that we have been miseducated for the purposes of employment, for the purposes of maintaining a system of oppression, and to see how each generation is being assaulted with more and more artificial colors and flavors and chemicals and garbage, you and I are having to rise completely up and call an end to it. And to know that we have the opportunity and we have the responsibility to do it, but you cannot be giving your children and your grandchildren the flesh of dead animals, the hot dogs and hamburgers, the hot pockets and all of this cheese and all of this flour, this paste and glue, and think that you are doing anything other than supporting their stupefaction. There is more autism and more delayed development mentally, more of that than ever before, because you have those who've been licensed, certified, degreed to be doctors, to be nurses, to be school superintendents, to be teachers, to be nutritionists. And they are on the front line of administering garbage, signing off on the garbage. You understand? I'm just saying, to have a system in place where you have been licensed, certified, and degreed to be the perpetuators of oppression, to maintain a system of oppression, and then think that because you are getting good paychecks, that means that you're successful. No, you will end this day in your life in pain and suffering, because what you do unto others will be done unto you. So we're dealing with the first level of violation in terms of the violation of other beings, the speciesism that has been supported through religion, where you feel as though you are entitled to feed off the flesh of other beings. And these are not beings that you have loved and kept well and whatnot. We're talking about the industrialization of a meat industry where the animals are so sick that 90% of all of the antibiotics are used on those animals because they are filled with so much infection, so much disease before they're slaughtered. And then their carcasses are being fed to you and fed to your children as happy meals. So no, we are in a place where we have the responsibility to call forth a boycott of the death industries, to realize that there are no ones, no matter how black or how light their hue and complexion may be, no one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, that which we refer to as the creator of all or God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. There's no way to survive it. There's no way to really stop this cataclysmic ride with demise unless you really take the time to see how you are participating, how you are honoring, how you are blessing, how you are facilitating the greater good. Wherever you work, with whomever you're living, with whomever you've been given charge of. But I know that we are in a now moment, that we have the opportunity to shift gears. We have the opportunity to raise completely up. We have the opportunity to speak life into every fiber of our own being. We have the opportunity to literally remember and to charge all of those who come into our sphere of influence with the responsibility to remember the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. We are in a day in timelessness where a few are not able to liberate the many. The many are going to have to liberate their cells. To have been under a system of cellular oppression for generations, and the violation against the integrity and the divinity of being with alcoholic beverages, the carcasses of dead animals, all of the pesticides, herbicides, chemical poisoning that is going on, and then to think that there is any progression other than the progression of error, the progression of illness, and the progression of death. allows you to really come to a point where you are having to take responsibility, to exalt a full effort in your living, to repent from your own participation in supporting the violation of other beings and feeding from it, but to understand that in this now moment, you can have whatever you like, but you cannot be a detriment to yourself and your cells and survive it. You can have and do whatever you like, but you cannot thrive off the degradation, the deprivation, the violation, the subjugation, and the domination of other ones. In all of those countries, England, France, Spain, Portugal, Turkey, all of who participated in whatever degree of enslavement that they participated with, however they are, including the United States, however they are consistently complicit in the oppression and the degradation of their children and their elders and their women, then know that these ones are in free fall, and that women, the divine feminine that is in every man as well as every species and every woman, is being called to respond correctly and directly to the forces of existence in the exaltation of life and the continuation of existence in the progression of the will of the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our now moment is filled with opportunity for healing, for renewal, for rebirth, for revitalization, reorientation, the reconciliation, and the harmonization of our wills with the will of existence, and to know that the order and the intelligence of existence will always be victorious and triumphant. And if we care to be victorious and triumphant, then it will be because we have done the inner work of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and resurrecting as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all being. Its will, its light, its love, its law will eternally prevail. And those of us who care will harmonize with it if we care to live and to thrive and to prosper. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.